Did you hear? Rhinoceroses are boys and hippopotamuses are girls. At least that is what was said by one of the members of one of Messiah's classrooms of first and second graders. And the source of a statement such as that does make quite a difference, doesn't it? The fact that such a statement was made by a youngster in an elementary classroom immediately takes the information and shifts it from the realm of the likely and the true into the realm of the fictitious. It is well recognized, after all, that the knowledge of a typical 6 or 7 year old is not all that highly developed. We are constantly assessing the validity and strength of statements that we hear on the basis of the sources from which those statements come. So much so that we've developed a short and snappy response that can be used to determine the truthfulness of a statement. And what is that? Says who? A response that can be expressed with all sorts of different inflections. If, for example, someone were to say, anyone who has recently taken a drink from one of the fountains on campus may have ingested some dangerous bacteria, we might respond inquisitively with, says who? Or if one student were to say to another student, you know that person you'd really like to take out on a date? Likes you too. That person might respond with a very hopeful, says who? Or if someone were to resurrect that old bit of campus folklore and say, you know, the ghost of Mrs. Ingram has been heard walking the halls of Ingram again, we might respond with a doubtful, says who? So how about if someone were to utter a dire warning, such as, a catastrophic earthquake is about to strike the Pacific Northwest? That might also prompt the response of, says who? Well, apparently, part of the scientific community is saying so. This summer, I heard on the radio such a forecast being made, and how all sorts of people sprang into preventative action as a result of that prediction. Radio talk show host Melissa Block referenced an article in the New Yorker magazine, said, the article claimed a 9.0 earthquake is overdue. It would be followed by a tsunami, and life as we know it on the Oregon and Washington coasts will pretty much be wiped out. Robert Siegel continued, the New Yorker also says the region is underprepared. Well, people there are trying to make up for that, according to the Seattle Times. There has been a run on personal survival kits. And the CEO of a company called American Preparedness in Seattle said concerning their kits, our two most popular that are selling like hotcakes, really, is the four-person backpack that takes care of 4 people for 3 days, and our rolling cart is 2 persons for 7 days. I don't know who these scientists are that were making this prediction, but I assume that they were highly respected in their field, for their report was published in a magazine of long-standing reputation. And whenever experts in some field come up with information that is well-researched, well-founded, verifiable, there's good reason to give it some attention and to respond appropriately. When the answer to says who are people with impressive credentials, it makes sense to consider what they have to say. But there's another source of information which trumps even those who are viewed as the well-educated, the well-renowned, the highly respected, and that's God. Just as he is far above all other things that exist, so also his word far superior to all other expressions that may come from human mouths. When the answer to says who is the Lord, the message is absolutely true, completely reliable, and one which will take place exactly as stated. In the book of Numbers, the Lord said of himself, God is not man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind. He has said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and he will not fulfill it? Unlike anything devised, designed, or decreed by human beings, that which comes from the mouth of the Lord, as recorded in Scripture, is true and will take place. Jesus declared, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." Unfortunately, this vital piece of information is lost on the majority of mankind. For most people, a doctor's diagnosis is typically believed. A report from a reporter is generally accepted. Even promises made by some politicians are often believed. But when the Almighty, all-knowing God of heaven and earth speaks, he's generally ignored, to the great detriment of those who ignore him. One of the things I found so striking about this report about the earthquake is that all sorts of people went scurrying about when they heard the prediction, doing whatever they possibly could to be prepared for this, even though that was only a maybe. There's no guarantee that is even going to take place. And yet, most, if not all, of those same people who almost certainly have heard the biblical prediction of global destruction very likely have given no real attention to that divine revelation. And the sad result is they forfeit the information needed, not only to know about the event, but more importantly, to know how to escape the destruction which God has also revealed in his word. Sadly, the world is quick to accept what intellectuals have to say, but pay no attention to what God himself reveals. In stark contrast to that stands the simple Christian like Mary, who believed that if God is the one who says so, it will take place. After the angel Gabriel announced to her that she, though a virgin, would give birth to a son, and that would be the Son of God, she humbly accepted the message as fact. And when her cousin Elizabeth heard of her faithful response, she said to Mary, "Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." Throughout history, the Holy Spirit has given a relatively small number of people the ability to recognize that the Bible is God's word and that everything recorded in it is true and will happen. And Scripture itself attaches great blessing to all of those who recognize the Bible as unstoppable truth. Think about the position young Mary was in. We might find ourselves in a similar spot. The doctors of the day, the religious leaders, the philosophers would have told her that what she heard from God was crazy. A woman, a virgin, is going to give birth to a son, and that the Son of God? But Mary knew that when God is the one doing the saying, that which is said will certainly get done. Regardless of the topic, whether it is the destruction of the world or the creation of the world, whether the fact that we are saved through faith in Jesus or that condemnation comes through unbelief, whether it is the fact that the real presence of Christ's body and blood is found in the sacrament or the real blessings that come from sharing the gospel, if God is the one who is saying so, it is never a matter of if, it's only a matter of when. So, when you hear something, look who's talking. If it's a young child, we recognize it might very well be fictitious rather than factual. If it's a well-established expert in some field, it will often be worthy of consideration, though rarely guaranteed. But if it's God speaking through his word, it is true, and it will take place as spoken. May the Spirit enable more and more to be more like Mary, to believe what God says, whatever it is, and thereby be blessed through all the good things that his messages bring. A hymn which speaks of the reliability of God's word is 290, the first three stanzas, hymn 290.